time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. My friends were enjoying a good night's rest when all of a sudden they were startled awake by the sounds of two people who had broken through their home and were in the process of taking everything they could get their hands on before they were interrupted. My friend jumped out of bed and headed down the hall. In his own words, faster than he's moved in 20 years. Lucky for him, the meth head decided to flee instead of fight. During the robbery, they had gained access to the gun cabinet, and at the time my friend was running down the hall, the tweaker had two pistols in his possession, which could have easily been used to shoot my friend. The thieves were seasoned criminals who had successfully completed several home invasion robberies, and it appears they had been in the home before. They were able to get into the locked gun cabinet with keys they got out of a purse that was left on the kitchen table. Even though you were home, keep your keys, your wallet, and or your purse in your bedroom while you sleep. Once the criminals ran out of the house, the homeowners called 911. Unlike the 4 hours it took for the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department to get to my house after being called for a burglary in progress, two officers were on the scene in 10 minutes. These officers were professional and thorough in their investigation. They collected what evidence they could and within 12 hours followed the leads and arrested the suspects, even though the officers didn't know who these suspects were at the time they arrived at the scene. When my home was robbed, I informed the Humboldt County Sheriff's Officer who the people were that were responsible for the break in, where they lived, where they bought their meth, how they disposed of the stolen property, and we even gave them a pillowcase full of the tools used in the crime. All I received from the Sheriff's Department was a statement that the crowbar, grinder, grinding wheels, and meth pipe were not made from material that they could get fingerprints from, so they weren't going to try and obtain any fingerprints from these items recovered at the scene. Access to my home was gained by using a crowbar on a dog door after they tried to pick the locks on the doors and removed window screens and tested the windows to see if they were locked. None of these areas were dusted for fingerprints. The officer assumed they were wearing gloves. 30 days after the burglary, I was informed that the suspects hadn't been contacted, and short of them implicating themselves in the crime, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department was out of leads and the case was closed. Wow, what a difference in how the two crimes were handled. One, the officers arrived on the scene in 10 minutes after 911 was called, and even though they didn't have any idea who the suspects were, they followed the evidence and apprehended the suspects within 12 hours. The second crime, the officer arrived on the scene 4 hours after 911 was called. He was given a bag full of evidence and the names of the people who committed the crime, and lo and behold, the evidence isn't processed and the suspects aren't even interviewed. I can only assume that my criticism of a government that is completely out of control with their spending has somehow left a big red X on my house when it comes to receiving services my tax dollars pay for. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.